10:35, getting underway today in Atlanta, the 2016 Hope Global Forum. I'm going to find out more about that from one of the people who's a key part of that, former Governor Tim Pawlenty, joining me on the line this morning. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John, to you and your listeners. I'm doing fine, and I hope you're doing the same.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Let me offer that up.
Thank you. Back at you.
In Atlanta at this hour, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I just finished up presenting at the Hope Global Forum, which you referenced, which is an annual big global summit on sort of financial inclusion, financial empowerment for those who are either underserved or unserved in terms of accessing financial services and the resources they need to try to improve their financial outlook.
So what is the outcome of this forum? Is it the idea of bringing a bunch of people who have a good understanding of finance and such? I mean, I know you're talking about political leaders and finance and more, and you fill in a couple of those categories with your background in politics as well as what you're doing now working with finance. What is the outcome of this?
It's really trying to get share globally best practices and emerging opportunities so that we can get more people financially included or independent and empowered more quickly. And to give you an example, I spoke this morning on the role that technology will play in the future globally on those issues. So as you know, nearly everybody or most people have access to or shortly will have access to a phone or hopefully a smartphone. And as the price for that drops and as the apps and the ability to do things through that phone increases, that's going to give people the opportunity to do more and more and maybe eventually most things, for example, all their banking, all of their financial transactions through that phone. But it only works if people have a phone, it's affordable, and then it's a user-friendly thing that people can understand and do without getting confused. And then lastly, you know, it doesn't make much difference if you have a great app or a great phone unless you also have some money in your account and move it around. So we're also talking about making sure that a commitment to education and skill development as a way of getting more people financially empowered is part of the discussion as well.
And by looking at this on a global basis, we're talking about beyond the U.S., we're talking about beyond North America and actually, you know, looking at a whole other area here.
Yeah, John, one of my fellow presenters this morning was a investment person from Mongolia. He was talking about how he set up an investment co-op where he took in deposits but then made each person who got a loan back from his bank or his investment firm an owner of the firm. They not only got a loan, but they got a piece of equity in his bank. So we're learning, getting ideas from places as far-reaching as Mongolia, and there are presenters on the panel from Europe and other places across the world as well.
So now are you finished with your part since you were presenting this morning, or will you be?
Yeah, I'm finished, but the forum goes for another couple days, and they've got wonderful speakers throughout, I think it's just a terrific opportunity for people to stop and say, hey, look, the world's moving fast, but we have still, particularly globally, so many people who are not fully served or served at all in terms of basic access to financial services, and you can't, you know, make deposits and move money and make payments easily unless you have access to some basic technology and some basic services. So the challenge for all of us, public or private, is how can we get those kinds of services to more people in a fair and affordable way?
Are we going to get beyond the point, my guest Governor Pawlenty, joining me from the Hope Global Forum, are we going to get beyond the point where
we are? So it's a really interesting election year. And I think it's people yearning for something different. And I think they're worried. I mean, they look around the world, they look around the economy, they look around what's going on and say, you know, we need something different. We need stronger leaders. We need people who may not agree with them on everything, but we want somebody who's going to be more bold, not beholden to the usual interests. And I think that's part of the appeal to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's part of the appeal. But, you know, I've heard people who are in your business, you know, in working in finance and such, who are saying that having a non-traditional candidate like that could throw the future of the markets and therefore the economy into all kinds of flux, for lack of a better term, just, you know, not knowing what's going to happen.
Well, you know, keep in mind this evolves over time. Back when he ran, Ronald Reagan first ran, he was the outsider. You know, he was dubbed by some as the extremist, and he later became a great president. And a lot of the people who say, oh, we can't have these outsiders, keep in mind the retort to that is, well, we've had the establishment types, and look at the mess we're in. How much worse can it be?
Well, that's I guess that is a response for sure, without a doubt. Hey, how often do you get back to the Twin Cities?
All the time. We kept our house in Eagan, and,
yep.
and you know, I go, get back there most weekends and still play some hockey over at Wakota Arena, soon to be Woog Arena, by the way.
There's how about that?
Wakota Arena in the after former Gopher coach and South St. Paul great Doug Woog. But get home a lot. I still love Minnesota and consider it my home, of course.
How often do you get to our neighborhood restaurant over there?
Ah, well, I'm there a lot, John. You're talking about Stefano.
Yeah, yeah, I just curious.
Yeah,
I bumped into you a couple of times there.
I'm one of his best customers, I think.
Well, great. I hope to see you in there again before too long.
All right, pal.
Hey, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for the insight, too, into the Hope Global Forum. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the willingness to learn more about it.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, John. Bye.
Again, Governor Tim Pawlenty joining me this morning on WCCO, talking about that initiative underway. It's an annual event, by the way. It goes on. It's been happening for a number of years. So it is 10:43. A set of four things this morning. We're going to catch up with our good friend Heather Brown from WCCO Television.